Simon, I think that's what goes down as a tough day at the office, isn't it?
Yeah, very tough day in the office. We worked hard all week with a game plan that we wanted to stick to. We knew about their strengths. For me, I know they're not top of the league, but performance-wise, I think they're up there as the best team in the league. They do everything right. For me, they press well. They're good on the ball. They create chances, and obviously they score goals. The game plan kind of goes out the window when they score after 45 seconds, and then you're back to square one, really. How do you adapt to that? And then concede again, and it almost felt like it could have been like the home game again. But we had to make sure it wasn't. We knew this was a big marker today, especially after the game that we played at home against them. We wanted to see how far we'd come. And at times in the game, we put our authority on it. Second half, we were a lot better. Got some respect out of it, but still, like you say, a tough day and one that we weren't good enough.
How aware were you that the longer you could stay in the game and maybe have a good start, their crowd might get edgy, their players might get edgy, given what's at stake for them?
Yeah, well, that all comes into it. That was in the build-up during the week, the team talk, everything like that, quiet the crowd. Like we have done on numerous occasions away from home, we've done it against big teams and we've got success from it. But like I said, when you concede against anyone really in the league, you've got such a uphill battle, and then against a team who are gunning for the title, it's hard to get back in the game.
Harry Kane obviously scored a hat-trick against you. He scored 2 in 15 minutes today against you. He's proving hard, not just for you guys to lock down, but for most defenders, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's for me, he's the best in the league I've played against, especially since moving to centre-half. Vardy was a real handful because of his pace. And while Harry Kane's no slouch, he's as quick as a lot of strikers that I've come up against. But his movement, you think that he's offside a lot of the time, but as they go to play, he darts in, makes himself available, and then runs in behind, runs the channel as well, holds it up really well. Like you can see, he scores a goal. If I put my England head on, then it's good for him, and it's good for the country. But today, we were disappointed for him to score.
Are they a good marker, Spurs, for what you're trying to achieve in terms of the way you do things?
Yeah, the gaffer alluded to that after the game. They're a massive marker. They do everything that we want to do, but at a higher quality, because they've been in the Premier League for a lot longer. They've got some top-class players, world-class players, really. And if we can stay in the division this season, then it's definitely a team that we aspire to.
Is it, I guess, more of a shame because of the momentum you built up recently as well? So you felt like you probably had a real good chance of coming here and causing a result.
We did. We felt confident. And, looking at the first half, it probably didn't look like that, especially after conceding early in the second goal. Deflates you so much after you've worked so hard during the week and worked hard to get the results we have done of late. It's tough because we've got 2 weeks now to think about it and analyse it, and that's what we do as a club. We look at all results, good, bad and ugly, obviously. And today was one of the ugly ones that we're going to have to analyse, but move on quickly because there's still points to play for.
There are still points to play for. No one of the camp necessarily wants to say you're safe, but I guess if the performance like that's going to happen, then when you've got a bit of a cushion, it's not a bad time to have it.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. We don't want to lose games, obviously, especially against the top teams that we want to compete against. But we've got some massive games coming up, and we don't want that to be the start of a losing run. Absolutely not. We want to put some more performances on. Our home form's improved of late, and we want to recover, rest up, go again in training over the next couple of weeks, put to work everything that we've been doing over the season, hopefully give a good result against Man City.
What's the most important thing, this trip to Dubai now, over the next 5 days off the back of this?
Yeah, people might look at it as kind of a breather, maybe just relaxing, not doing anything, but we benefited from it hugely last season. It got us promoted, really. It's just a bit of team bonding, everyone together for a week. And we trained 3 days out there in ridiculous heat, really. We had to change the training to a lot earlier because it was so hot. And you end up sweating more, you're acclimatised to it. You put in more work and you come back fitter. And that's exactly what we'll be doing this time.
As you say, when the quality of opposition that come next for you, Man City, it's going to be a similar game as today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. At home, we'd like to think we can try and have some more of the ball. I saw their result today. That kind of maybe helps us. They're on a little bit of a dip at the moment with things going on, obviously, on and off the pitch with them as a club. So we hope to capitalise on that. But, we'll be refreshed and we'll have no excuses going into that game.
Just finally, I know it's not your concern necessarily, but have Leicester got it all on to try and hold off this Tottenham team? They've got a 5-point gap, but Tottenham playing like the way they did today, look like they're not going to lose too many.
I think so. I think, Leicester keep grinding out them 1-0s. They're probably not playing as well as Tottenham. They don't play the expansive football and playing out from the back like Tottenham do, and that win today for Tottenham, I think, looking at it from a spectator's point of view, they're right in it for me. All it can take is one slip up from Leicester, and they're right back in it. I think it'll go down right to the last couple of games, and all the best.